Times are tough nowadays, and a lot of people are hurting. But you know, there is one thing in the world that's good and pure, and that we all need just to get by. Yet some folks want to take even that away from us. I'm not a praying man, but it might be time for me to take a moment, bow my head, and send a humble request to the man in charge. Pretty please, dear President Obama, your people live in straits of dire need. In a world with so much suffering and trauma, why spend time trying to take away our weed? We're so grateful you removed us from Iraq now. A promise kept, a little ray of hope. But we wonder if you've started using crack now. Why start a war on Californians smoking dope? Shepherd Fairey's poster makes you look iconic and kinda trippy under ultraviolet light. But robbing brothers of their chronic seems awfully un-ebonic. Man, you're killing every single buzz inside. Why so uptight? Mr. President, your actions have us puzzled. Wasting your powers as commander-in-chief. Won't you please lock up your dogs and keep them muzzled? Don't block access to our ganja and our keef. Grow some balls that are brassier and bolder. 'Cause we voting hippies just might save your ass. So in no uncertain terms, tell Eric Holder, it's time your thugs stop stepping on our grass. We loved you so, Barack Hussein Obama. But what we signed up for just isn't what we got. Aim for targets like Alaki and Osama, and keep your grubby mitts off of our pot. Our dispensaries are suffering from the push, sir, having to fight in this unnecessary feud. You're endangering our kush, sir. Don't be a jerk like W. Bush, sir. If we don't get our medicine, we're screwed. Hey, dude, you are still a shining paragon of virtue, a spark of hope in every lefty's eye. But this November, please don't make us want to hurt you. Just let your people go on getting high, high, high. If you just put a tax on it, you'd end our budget deficit from Woody Harrelson's normal weekly buy. So, Mr. President, just let your people go on.